Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottering 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Today, I have quite a few things that I want to share with you that the Lord has laid on my heart. I have a couple of dreams and a word that the Lord gave me as a warning to His people. And then I have a message that I received while praying. It was a very long message, but I'm only going to bring to you a part of it today. And it is a very hopeful and encouraging message for the body of Christ. So please hang in there to the end of the video so you can hear the message that I received while praying. All right, so let me start with the dreams that I had. This is concerning the food that we eat. The Lord has given me some warnings, brothers and sisters. And what I want to do is first bring you the dreams, and then I want to bring you a prayer that I am praying over the food I eat. And of course, it's going to be however the Lord leads you to pray, but you could maybe take this prayer as an example and you can add or delete to it or whatever. Now this prayer and everything I'm talking about today will be in my blog, and that link is down below in the description box, so you can go ahead and read the prayer for yourself as well as the message and the corresponding scriptures. All right, so let's get into the dreams. Very short, hang in there with me. These are very, very short dreams. They're pretty awful. The first one truly was a nightmare, but I believe that it was also a warning, and I'm only going to bring you the part that has to do with the food. In this dream, I was with a bunch of people, and it seemed like we were in a class, and there was a door on the other side of the room, and the instructors were bringing out dogs to each one of us to, I guess, practice and train with. That was my understanding. And I watched them one by one bring out a dog to the people that were to my left, and then when they came to me, I actually saw the dogs in the doorway waiting to come out. And one of the dogs I saw in my dream was what it was my dog. My dog was there. And I said to them, that's the dog that I want to train with. Don't bring me out a dog I don't know. I want that dog, because I pointed to the dog at the door that was peeking out. And so the next thing that happened was, like I said, it was very horrifying. It woke me up because I was so upset about it. The next thing I know, they come on out, and instead of bringing a dog with them, they brought out a platter of food, and they laid it in front of me and the person next to me, and they said to me, they used the dog's name, but I'm not going to say that in the video. And they said, here is your dog. And they put down in front of me what looked like scallops, little round discs of meat with a toothpick in each one. And I knew that they were referring to that I was not going to get the dog to train with, but instead that they had killed the dog and they were giving it to me as food. And I woke up. So yes, this is a very disgusting and awful dream. But I knew the Lord was trying to say something through it. And it's about our food production, what they're going to be doing with it, at least the plans that they have for our food production is going to be tainted. And it's going to be tainted with things that we didn't even know about. And so this is something that we need to take to prayer, that these plans to bring us food that is not actual food for us, and can even be unhealthy. We need to pray against this, brothers and sisters. All right, the second dream I want to bring to you, I had a couple of days later. Oh, that dream, by the way, I had on the 16th of October. The next dream I had was 2 days later, so I knew that the Lord was trying to show me something. And in this dream, it was very short. It was actually almost like a vision. I went to drink some yogurt, eat some yogurt that was in a bowl. And when I ate it, I had 2 big tablespoons of it. And then all of a sudden, it tasted kind of strange. And I looked down at the container it came from. And instead of it saying yogurt, it said face cream. So I knew that I had just eaten poison. And I was, again, woken up thinking I was going to be sick from what I had put in my body. So in 2 days, I have, excuse me, I have received these things that our food supply is they're going to be putting things in the food that that we don't want in our food. A few months ago, I did also, I looked back and I had received another warning. In terms of the, I woke up to this word and I heard this. I heard there is poison hidden within the food. And then I also heard DNA. So I don't know if they're going to be putting some kind of DNA within the food, mixed with the food. I don't know. I don't completely understand that, but that's what I heard. So let's go ahead and let me read to you the prayer that I've put together, because we need to be praying over our food, because we don't know what's in our food anymore. We need to be praying much more intentionally, and we need to be eating more intentionally. We need to get good food from good sources. You know, you need to know where your food has come from. Buy organic, buy healthy vegetables that are organic, also grass-fed beef, and things like that, brothers and sisters. I think it's really important that we pay attention to what we put in our bodies. Our bodies are the temple of God. He has given them to us, and we must take care of them. All right, let me go ahead now and read to you the cleansing prayer over the food that we eat. And this is what I put together, and like I said, it's only an example or a sample for you. You can go ahead and write your own, but this is what I've put together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit, thank you for this food that you have provided for today. Thank you for your hand of provision over my life. Thank you for your love, faithfulness, and health. I now proclaim and declare in the name of Jesus that this food and drink that I'm about to eat will be sanctified, purified, and cleansed, and consecrated to you, Almighty God. Please pour your blessing on it and use it to keep my body healthy and strong today. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have been given all authority over the enemy, as it says in Luke 10:19. So I rebuke, resist, cut off, destroy, sever, and loose the spirit I'm about to eat from any and all curses or poison or any form of witchcraft or sorcery. I ask this now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, so now let's move on. I want to go ahead and read to you a portion of a message I received yesterday, and it's very encouraging. It's about hope, and I feel this is something that we all need right now. We hear so much bad news all around us. We see darkness growing every day. But you know, there is the light of Christ that shines through that darkness, and He is our hope. He is our living hope. So let's go ahead and listen to this message I got concerning what the Lord was talking about hope. Here's the message. There is so much anguish and despair among my people. This should not be so. You are a people of hope, not despair. Shine this light of hope to all you meet, that it might spread like fire in a burning field. Give away this hope to others who will receive, although only a few will. The world hardens itself more and more against its Creator, and so their blackened souls cannot receive the goodness of the gospel. They are too far gone. In them, there is no hope, only judgment and punishment lurking to take them over. My soul grieves for them, but they have made their choice. Excuse me. Keep your hearts soft and pliable towards me, but weed out the sin. Stand strong and remember that you were made for such a time as this. And that's a reference to in the book of Esther with what they were going through. And I'll have that scripture down there in my blog for you. Back to the message. You were not random. You were not a mistake. You were not without purpose. I have a plan for you. If only you would receive it. You are important to me. You matter to me. You are my treasured possession. Hold your head high and do not let Satan downtrod you into despair. Stand up to his lies and stand on my word. Recite it out loud, for it is my sword that fights all the principalities of wickedness. Seek me in the heavenlies, for that is where I exist, at the right hand of the Father. I have left you with my Holy Spirit, who will lead and guide you into all the truth. Search for me, and I will be found. Dig deeper, and then the doors will open. All right, now I want to go ahead and read some corresponding scriptures. So the Lord there is talking about that we have hope in him. We are not despair. We are not people of despair. We are people of hope. I thought that was really beautiful. So, brothers and sisters, this is what he calls us to walk in. And I would encourage you to look up the word hope in the Bible. I use blueletterbible.org when I do searches, and read all the scriptures on hope. It will encourage you. It will strengthen you. And read them out loud. Read them out loud, because there's strength in the spoken word. All right, so I'm going to read a couple verses to you. And the corresponding verses to this message, I'm not going to read all of them. They will be in the blog, so you can go and read them yourselves. Okay. All right, first one I'm going to read is Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. That's Isaiah 40:31, and that's a great verse to memorize. Next one, Isaiah 43:1-2. But now this is what the Lord says. He who has created you, Jacob, who formed you, Israel, he says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And then I'm going to end with Psalms 42:11. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. All right, brothers and sisters, well, that's all for now. Thank you so much for coming and hearing and listening to what the Lord has shown me. I continue to be praying for all of you on a daily basis. Shalom.